Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the podcast. This week, I'm introducing you to Robert J. Hunt. And while he is known as the accountability guy, and we do discuss that a little bit later in this episode, and I do confide to him that I was less than impeccable with my word this summer, and you get to know me a little bit better and kind of the trials and tribulations that I've been going through. Robert is also someone that individuals, corporations, and groups come to kind of help get their people centered, to get them on the right path, to get them to acknowledging their mistakes, owning their mistakes, owning their transgressions, and moving forward with more integrity and authenticity. But Robert is also an incredible storyteller, and in this episode, he tells some stories of his mother and how inspirational she was, how strong she was, how very brave, and how she managed to keep this kind of ragtag, full of rapscallions group of kids together, and how she shaped them to who they become later in life. I love the story of formidable human beings in this world, those who mold and shape us, those who help us become who we were always meant to be. And Robert shares all this and more. He has an incredible miracle story. And all in all, it was a really delightful conversation. So now, this very next episode, and my conversation with Robert J. Hunt.
Yeah, I think the turning point in my life was when I surrendered my life to Christ in 1994. I'd been married 10 years to my wife. And a couple months after that, I had a surprise ceremony to renew our vows and had all the people in our wedding there and surprised her. And I at the church with our pastor, with the people in the group, everyone, that she was crying. And we had a lovely dinner and talked about, you know, 10 years and all that. And then 3 months later, she has someone deliver papers at my office and says, "I'm divorcing you." And when I came home, the house was empty. My 2-year-old daughter was gone, and my wife had moved in with someone else. And I remember sitting there in the kitchen that night, just thinking, God, this is a great way to thank me for surrendering my life to you in May of this year and really saying, okay, I'm going to walk with you. And I heard the Spirit of God say to me, no, I was getting you ready for today. And everything was wrong. She had taken all the money and not been paying bills for a long time and had stored up all the money in a checking account and took all that. So we were way in debt and there was no money. And so I went through a bankruptcy. I lost the house. I went through a super expensive court case and got a tiny bit of time with my daughter. All that stuff, I lost everything. But I saw God show up time after time after time. Some dude lets me live in his house for $300 a month for 2 different rooms so me and Lauren could have our own room. And then a friend of theirs had a house. They were getting married and his wife didn't want to live in that house. So they let me rent that house from them for $900 a month. I mean, every time I turn around, like someone's come by my house with a bag of clothing for Lauren that would say, hey, our daughter outgrew this. This is about Lauren's size. And, you know, bit by bit, I didn't even go to work for months. I just told them, I just don't feel like working. If it doesn't work out for you guys, that's fine. And then my business took off. That year I did $48 million in sales and I didn't show up to work for 3 months. And they were like, could you come by and sign some of these documents for us? And maybe next week. And so I just look at the hand of God faithfully covering me when I just couldn't get my head out of the dirt. And I think that's a miracle when he provided, he protected, he kept my daughter who lived with her mom and someone else in their home with their kids. He protected her all those years. And he protected her, and she didn't grow up to be a bitter, angry person. She's beautiful and sweet and wonderful. And I think it's a miracle. You know, we look for someone to get up and walk, you know, they were healed. I'm just saying, not imploding, not losing it, not, you know, my initial thought when that happened that night was I'm going to go to Maui and escape everything. But I had a 2-year-old daughter. I couldn't think of just abandoning her. And so he was so good and so kind to provide all those things throughout those years. And then 4 years later, I got to marry my wife now, who's the best thing in my life. She's just awesome. And I think of that scripture that says the Lord will restore the years the locusts have eaten away. And all the things I lost in that journey, God gave me more than I could ever imagine as a result of just the faithfulness and through all that. So I think that's the miracle I would say that I've seen in my life, his goodness throughout that journey.
Wow. And I was listening to you. And first of all, I can't even imagine the shock after, you know, renewing your vows and then coming home 3 months later and just kind of trying to wrap your head or to even comprehend what's going on, to even maybe understand 10% of it, because how huge is that, especially with your daughter being gone and the house being empty? I mean, I wouldn't have been able to process it all. But, you know, I also think of the example of your mother, you know, watching your mother as a child and seeing her resilience, her strength, her ability to overcome adversity. I'm sure that helped you immeasurably during this time.
Wow. No one's ever connected that before. Maybe because I don't tell this story a lot. My desire is always that my daughter's mom would come back to the woman I knew when I married her. And so I just keep that all really quiet. But no one's ever connected that, you know, my mom's example was a lot like the journey I went through. I guess that was, I think it's when you know what you're about, what you know what your life is for. If you don't know why you're here, everything's an irritant because you don't know what you're supposed to like or not like. I'm confused. Where am I going? But when you know where you're going, everything is part of the journey. And I've just learned that God is good and that life is never going to go the way I want. Like I know how it should go. I can barely do my taxes. What on earth would I do trying to come up with a plan for my life? I have things I want to do. I have things I'm interested in, but I'm not God. I don't know. Maybe all the things I want to do would be horrible for me. Maybe if God says, here's $1 million, I'd be like, yes, let's squander it. And he knows my nature. So he's like, well, here's a daily bread instead. And I think that that's kind of the person I am. I just need a little bit because I'll probably waste it. So I don't spend a lot of energy trying to figure out why he's not doing what I want. Instead, I just don't want to suck at what I'm doing right now. I want to be the best I can be, living the life that I have today and being thankful along the way.
Enjoyed it so very much, please do consider writing a review or leaving a rating wherever you find the podcast. Those ratings and reviews help me ever so much because they help other people like yourself discover and enjoy the podcast. Thank you so much for listening. You'll never know how much it means to me. I need to thank my guest, Robert Hunt, for appearing on the podcast and sharing all of his incredible stories. And I'd also like to thank him for the conversation that we had where I got to confess my struggles this past summer. I think it's important to be vulnerable and it's important to be open to these conversations because we're all learning every single day. And this is something I needed to reflect on, to look back on and think about how I want to be better in my life. So I need to thank Robert for that. To find out more about this human being and what he's doing in the world, there will be a link in the episode show notes, and there will be a link to his book, Nobody Cares Until You Do. So please do a deeper dive on Robert and what he's bringing forth into the world. Thank you for listening, and here's my one request. Be like Robert. Try to be impeccable in your life. So what does that look like? Does it look like showing up on time for work? Does it look like being impeccable with your word and not telling little white lies, not telling white lies even to yourself, just going out into the world and using your words for good, for lifting others up? Or does it look like helping someone who needs help at a desperate moment? Maybe it might be inconvenient for you, but showing up and helping them and lifting them up to somewhere where they feel safe. So whatever it looks like, be like Robert, be impeccable in the world, and pretty soon, I'm sure you'll lead by example, and everyone else will want to be just as impeccable as you. See you next week for the very next episode of the podcast, and until then, I hope your life is filled with laughter, delicious meals shared with those you love, and conversations with strangers who ultimately become your friends.